So you say you want to do it on your own. How's that working out for you? What it looks like when God's statutes are lowered and man's are put into their place. In Leviticus 24, verse 17, it tells us, if a man takes the life of any human being, he murders him, he shall most certainly be put to death. How is it that in America we have a 74% recidivism rate, released criminals repeating the crimes? It is true, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Why do Americans allow their said representative government to allow for three crimes, you know, three strikes and you're out, to be committed before giving harsher sentences? Why do Americans allow their representative government to rehabilitate criminals inside of the walls of prison, but outside the walls of prison, they are allowed to instruct and to direct them as to how to commit more crimes? Can we say a whole lot of hypocrisy? Are we as a people so blind as to see that Hollywood, television, music, and movie stars, as they are called, and video games that are sold to the young under the guise of free speech are instructing the young as to how they are to commit the crime?
Cruz told authorities he went on the four-day purge based on the 2013 movie entitled The Purge. That purge cost him three consecutive life sentences for murder. He entered a guilty plea in a plea bargain arrangement to avoid the death penalty.
And when the crime is then committed, they are then thrown into the prison system to be further molded and instructed into other crimes. Did you know that the American version of what is called the correctional institutions makes $64 billion a year? Quite the moneymaker, isn't it? Can we say a system of indulgence? Why is there no fear of God showing them the consequences in which deters the crimes before the crime is committed? Why is a Bible given to the criminals when they get into prison rather than giving them a Bible before offending God and man? After all, prevention is better than cure. Sounds like crime rather than justice is the goal here. Is this what the Lord warned us of when he told us in Mark 7, 8 through 9? You disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men. You are experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made tradition and regulations. Though he was talking of ceremonial law here, it would be prudent on our part to acknowledge that this also applies to his moral laws, statutes, and judgments as well. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8, the scriptures are very clear. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Maybe this explains why there are not only so many repeat offenders, but also why so many criminals mock the law and the Lord. Then again, how could it be otherwise when you make void God's commandments and putting man's in its place? I mean, take a look for a moment, if you will. Mall shooter receives 90 consecutive sentences in murdering 23 people? Really?
That they gave him an option to avoid the death penalty because...
Another repeat criminal receives a 244-year sentence? What? The Bible only promises 70 to 80 years in strength, so how could this be possible? It isn't. Again, this is man's commandments in making the Lord's void. No justice, friends? There's going to be no peace. Many criminals admit that if they were freed, that they would go out and commit the crimes all over again.
Now Osuna is once again a murder suspect, fulfilling the promise he made 2 years ago. A warning, he wouldn't stop killing.
I don't have no sympathy. I'm sadistic. I really don't care. I'll do it and I'll do it again over and over and over.
You look back on that at 53.
Yeah.
Do you feel any regret for killing
Hell no, because I'll kill again. Hell no. Hell no.
Again, how could it be otherwise? Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You guys know the routine. If not, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years, 25 years, well, 25 years, because 5 years before that I was broken down and being built up, and I still am. Psalm 51, verse 17. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's what we have been doing for the last 25 years, 30 years. Also, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store, go to the schedule, and also check out the 8 to 10 articles that are posted for you every day from the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com editor, morning show host Tim Brown. And again, folks, these are people that are a part of culture war bringing you answers. They have nothing to lose because they've lost everything when they came to the Christ. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. He who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake shall gain it. And what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Folks, let me suggest something. And I urge you, I compel you by the Spirit of God, lose the world, save your soul, right? Sell yourself out to Christ because you'll find that's where your life is. He promised that you might have life and have life more abundantly, John 10:10, the second part of that scripture. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. We'd love to hear from you. I'm sure people have tons of thoughts concerning what we're going to cover here. I forgive him, said Erica Kirk. And we're going to cover that. And two other topics in the process of doing and getting to just that. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, I want to ask you something really quick. You guys seen all of what's going on here. The statism, and don't get me wrong when I'm saying statism. I say that as a negative, not as a positive. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about now Charlie, we're being told that Charlie's out of the way, okay? And I'm saying that because, again, I'm a radio show host, and I don't want people putting words into my mouth because we're throwing everything out there for the consideration of the people, throwing things out there that the mainstream media wants to throw out there. My purpose here is not to get you chasing your tail. My purpose here is to tell you that you're being lied to from the beginning to the end of what's going on here. And we want to lay out facts there for you. And I don't want to form your opinion for you. So you go ahead and decide what the truth is. Because, again, I'm here to tell you today, friends, that you are being lied to. Isn't it interesting? I just want you to contemplate this. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that two airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force Two, were given in memorial of Charlie Kirk, a radio show host? Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd? You may have heard some of this stuff before, but let me go ahead and propose it again. Don't you think it's odd that Zionist Israel, Mylakowski, Netanyahu was giving out of the gate to TPUSA $140 million annually? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Doesn't it come across as being very odd, friends, that he did 150 colleges? I've done this 3,000 times. Most people never heard of me because I didn't take the money, but he did. And he gets all the networks. He gets all the plan. He gets all that which is proposed to him because he bowed down to it. I'm not competing with Charlie Kirk. There's no comparison whatsoever. We were deplatformed. He was giving a platform. He became friends with the president only to find out that his parents were working for the president. He marries Erica Kirk, who happened to be in cahoots living in New York City for 3 years. She's already a multimillionaire who's connected to Donald Trump, who had a ministry that went to Romania, and the Romanians wanted her to get her ministry out of there because they found out that Erica Kirk and the United States military were operating together, and they noticed that children were missing. Just the facts. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that she was a casting director and that she was doing television shows, introducing her friends to other men? Doesn't this sound a little familiar? Doesn't this sound a little odd, people? Doesn't it sound a little odd, friends, now that his wife, Charlie's gone, she's become the most powerful person in the world. It's televised. Her speech after, a day and a half after the alleged assassination. And then before you know it, now she's doing it again in front of 100,000 people in Arizona there with Donald Trump. People Charlie began to speak out against. Doesn't anybody think that this is all a little odd? That he's treated like a statesman that was assassinated when in fact he wasn't. He was a radio show host. People, that's all you have to do is go back and ask the question, why the money? What was the money for? To drive the narrative, to create an admixture of what Jesus Christ himself told us to beware of. Don't get me wrong, what you're seeing right now, this is a merger. Now that, again, Charlie's gone, they're going to drive the narrative. Netanyahu, Mylakowski's already been on television 3 times saying we didn't assassinate him. Why would you have to do that? Why would you have to say it once if it wasn't you? Let people say what they're going to say. But we know that the money that went into TPUSA came from Mylakowski, Netanyahu. We know that Charlie Kirk, right? We're told that he basically denied an invitation to go over to Jerusalem because Netanyahu, Mylakowski, wanted to meet with him to increase the funding to his TPUSA from $140 million a year to $150 million a year, and apparently he denounced it. Doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? Was Charlie a sacrifice so they could get him out of the way so they could continue on what they started through TPUSA? Now, Erica Kirk becomes the CEO for TPUSA in spite of the other board members who denounced it? Doesn't anybody think that she's aggrandizing more wealth to herself? And again, now they're proposing that she becomes the vice president of the United States of America right next to none other than J.D. Vance? Nobody thinks that this is weird? Hey, folks, if I was to be assassinated, am I going to get some sort of a funeral like that? Am I going to lie in state for a day? Am I going to have the president of the United States of America send both airplanes? Am I going to have access to the president of the United States of America? Am I going to have access to the FBI, Patel? Am I going to have access to whatever I want to have access to? Folks, it's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why taxpayers are paying for all of this when it comes to Charlie Kirk, only to find out that he was actually partaking with legislation in the United States government, yet he's unelected. Again, anybody think this is a little odd? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Yeah. Gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. Again, I'm not trying to get anybody to chase their tail. I'm just telling you, you're being misled in a big way. In a very big way. In an uneducated way. In a purposed way to keep people dummied down from who they are. The narrative that we've gotten from the CIA Mockingbird media for decades in this country is not at all who we are. The narrative is not at all who we are. The talking points are not at all who we are. Here, let me show you something just to show you how weird it's getting. And I'm talking about what just took place at this memorial for Charlie Kirk. Because what they did is Charlie's no longer here, right? That's what they're telling us. But the narrative's going on. The one that Charlie began to speak out against. It's getting not only is it getting, I should say, it's not only getting weirder, it's getting more obvious as to what's going on here. And I knew exactly where this was going because this is not, this is a merger between church and state, is what it is. And I want to show you how they're now pushing it to the other end of the pendulum. Go ahead and take a listen to this. If you're on social media platforms, if you can see it, great. If you're on radio, one of our affiliates, you're going to hear it perfectly. This is insane. This is one of the conservatives. Again, all the, by the way, all the popular conservatives, they're all saying the same thing. All the people on a lower level, like us peasants, that are being deplatformed and have been deplatformed, we're all saying the same thing and questioning what it is that they're telling us. Again, friends, if what they have been doing for decades in this country has worked, then don't listen to a word I'm saying to you. But I will venture as far to go and tell you that they are the very reason that we are where we're at today, because that's who the people are listening to. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? Listen to this. This is one of the talking heads. I've seen him around. I don't know his name. This guy will introduce him for you, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he says to the alleged 100,000 people that showed up for the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Listen to this.
Pray that our rulers here, rightfully instituted,
calling Donald Trump and his administration our rulers. Our rulers.
Given power by our God.
Given power by our God.
Wield the sword.
Wield the sword, said he.
For the terror of evil men.
For the terror of evil men.
And in our nation, in Charlie's memory.
Did he just say our rulers? America has no kings.
We are officially in full-fledged authoritarianism. We're not going into it. We are in it. And it is centered in the ideology of white Christian nationalism.
That's right. That's right. So what this kid caught, and I'm so happy when I see it, because we talk about it so much and then people catch up. I'm not saying that arrogantly. I say that humbly. I'm here to serve the people. I'm not here, Americans, to change your values. I'm here to serve them as to who we are, not what they want us to be. I want to make that clear. But what you just heard this conservative do is look over at a guy named Donald Trump, who just 2 weeks ago was being exposed for violating not only women, but kids. And many of these women were kids when they were violated by Donald Trump. 27 of them that we know of. 27 of them. That's completely been ignored since this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. And again, I'm saying that to safe out my character and myself, because there's a lot of questions as to what's going on out there. But this guy had the audacity to call that pedophile, Donald Trump, our rulers. The guy that says one thing and does the exact opposite. As if to suggest, because he said that God ordained him. No, he did ordain him for judgment upon a disobedient people. John Calvin. When you have conservatives call, because they treat him like that, by the way. That's who they're submitted to. They call Jesus Lord, but they call Donald Trump their president. But what they do in their confusion is they blurt out the truth and they say, hey, our rulers, in other words, that's who we're submitted to. Well, it's true. He just told you the truth. They fear the Lord, as Scripture tells us, but they serve their own gods. It's not the God of Israel. It's not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It lacks Christianity. As a matter of fact, what they do, the Lord condemns it in Mark 8:15 when he said to beware of the leaven of both sides, the religious hypocrites who they claim to be and the Herodians, the evil doctrines of government. Our rulers. I didn't know we, Americans, I didn't know that we had rulers. We don't have rulers. We have one ruler. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look to your law. You'll understand. Look to your Capitol buildings. Look to your state preambles. Look to the U.S. Constitution. Look to the Declaration of Independence. He's our God. He's our ruler. He's our, those that are in Christ, our Father. Donald Trump is not my ruler. Joe Biden is not my ruler. Barack Obama is not my ruler. Again, Donald Trump is not my ruler. Barack Obama is not my ruler. George Bush is not my ruler. I have one ruler. And furthermore, they are not our rulers in a country where we, the people, are the government. They work for us. We do not work for them. But this is what you're hearing from the said conservatives of the day, that these are our rulers and God has ordained them to bring forth the sword to deal with evil and wicked men. Those men that did what they did to Charlie Kirk. How ignorant have the American people become? And guess what? That's exactly what he wants. Hey, again, can I ask you another question? Does anybody think it's a little odd during this memorial that people are laughing and chuckling that when Erica Kirk comes out, there's bulletproof glass all the way around her. SWAT teams are inside of the building. Does anybody think it's a little odd when she comes out, there's fireworks going off? Does anybody think it's a little odd that they're receiving so much pomp from your governor or in your government? Oh, everything about it's odd. Everything about it's weird. Everything about it, to those that have eyes to see, it doesn't get any more obvious as to what's going on here. Speaking of the FBI, changing their narrative again and again and just dangling the carrot in front of the American people, just giving new information little by little. Isn't that interesting? Doesn't that contradict September 11th? Because after September 11th, it was interesting that on September 12th, on the front page of the paper, the FBI had all the terrorists. It was a done deal. We didn't have to ask any questions at all because they took care of everything that we needed to know, and they dealt with all of those that they needed to deal with. Doesn't anybody think that there's a major contradiction going on with everything that we hear from the mainstream media and the corruption in this administration? And it's not just been this administration. This is not American government. Folks, this is statism. They're driving the narrative to fit their narrative, and that's exactly what they've done. The very ones Charlie was calling out are now going on outlets, media outlets, and saying that us in Israel, Charlie in us, basically, Netanyahu, we were it together. He supported us every step of the way. Acting like they're best friends. The same thing with him and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump and him were going at it concerning this anti-Semitism. And for those that don't know, you need to do a little homework, friends. Because this is what they did in the beginning of the end of what we know as Russia and the Bolsheviks. They went after anti-Semites and then they began to target them. And they're already setting the stage to do that. You better pay attention, Americans. Because you better understand that this is all aimed at you. One of the things that I think people forget about too, friends, is the fact that through these authoritarian means, as they're aiming this at our alleged enemies, you better understand that in 4 years, friends, somebody else is going to have it, and they've already convinced you that there's a two-party system, one good and one bad. What happens when the bad gets back into power? Because the American people have taken on that when the right's in power, that they're a government unto themselves, and they can do whatever they want to do. And then when the left is, as they call it, their creation of the right, is the straw man, isn't it interesting that when they're in power, then they become a government unto themselves, and we're supposed to obey both sides? Well, let me tell you what, friends, both sides are false. Both sides are fraudulent. Because we're ruled by God, ruled by law under God, Article 4, Section 4. And I say that because people don't know the difference. No. When they decree unjust laws, we resist as American Christian patriots, not in that order. We resist. Because they don't have authority to do what they've done. You know, isn't it interesting as well, friends? Just 4 years ago, we had the same administration, the father of the vaccine, come out with all of these fraudulent terrorists attack the people worldwide by saying that there was a virus, and they were telling us how they were saving our lives, only to find out that 30 million people have been murdered by the experimental jab. These are the same people. These are the same people that murder babies 4,000 a day, dissect them, and sell their body parts on the black market. These are the people that are now telling you the truth, Americans. You understand? There's no truth in them. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Americans, we can get this right, but we need to come under the banner of who we are in the Lord. Amen. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, there's a thousand things we can talk about. The weird videos coming out by Erica Kirk. Hey, you know, some people, I want to say this because I know some people are saying, why are you cherry picking the issues? Because they're not reporting the issues that would raise flags with the American people to ask questions. That's why. I mean, like Erica getting out there a day and a half after and acting the way that she acted, where there's videos all over the place saying, what was wrong with all of this? How odd was that? How weird was that? Then to see a day and a half later, her laying over the alleged body of Charlie Kirk, and again, taking a camera, putting it behind her head, saying how much she loved him with a huge ring on both of her fingers, her middle finger and then the finger to the right of that, one being a Mason ring and then the other one an all-seeing eye. Oh, yeah, that's how weird this gets. That's how weird all of this gets. Okay? These are the, by the way, these issues that nobody wants to talk about concerning his friends, it wouldn't be friendly, or it wouldn't be my part to go ahead and call these questions forth, though I have these questions. No, they love Charlie so much and they love the American people so much that they just conceal the matter, and then they have the audacity to call it love. Nope, it lacks love. It lacks love. Matter of fact, those issues, it's those sins that they fail to address are the very sins that separate us between us and our God. That's why you see them that call Charlie his friend today. You know, of course, everybody's his best friend. Charlie probably only had one really good friend, but they all claim that they were good friends with Charlie. And of course, they never said anything to Charlie when Charlie should have been told about it, right? I mean, I'm just putting myself in his position, how much people love me. They'll say it about me, but they won't say it to me. They won't get rid of that one little thing that impedes my way. It's like a pebble in my shoe that I know. What's that pebble in my shoe? Everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. But nobody helped me take my shoe off to get it out there because they don't love me enough to tell me it. And again, it's that one thing that separates from me and my God that would bring me to the next level of who I am in Christ. That's not love, friends. That's hate. Read Leviticus 19:17. Love worketh no ill. I'll get to that in a moment. I want to cover this really quick because I could spend the next hour and a half just talking about all the weird things going on and how the narrative's being changed once again and how the narrative that Charlie was preaching out that he transitioned to in a good way, what he was preaching out against, is now a thing of the past. It's a thing of the past now. They went back to what it was before Charlie started to question the narrative. It's all coming from this administration and modern day Israel, Rothschild Israel. That's where all of this is coming from. Oh, and by the way, all that money coming from modern day Israel, that money's coming from your tax coffers because Trump's giving them all the money that they need to do the things that they're doing. That's what people haven't put together yet. But let me say this. Let's go back to, I want to make a couple points here. And again, I know how fast this goes. Rulers. We just heard them talking about our rulers. Donald Trump's our ruler. These Zionists are rulers. No, they are not our rulers. We don't have rulers in this country. We have a limited government in this country. We have representatives that only operate through delegated authority from we the people who are their government. Okay? But we have these conservatives, yesterday's liberals. What are they doing? Matthew 5:13. What are they doing? Oh, they're pointing out Trump and his administration, the corrupt that stinks to high heaven. In that administration, calling them our rulers, calling them to take this sword and to deal with our enemies. You better understand this is aimed at their political opposition. Mark my words. Mark my words. You better fall in line is the message, or else. That's the message here. Or else what? Because I'm not falling into line with their corruption. In any sense of the word. We don't have rulers. On June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. You can go to Washington, D.C. and see it. It's still there. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. I want you to listen carefully and note that these barons were gifted the lands by the king. Whenever you look at hierarchies in government, you can find it in scripture over and over and over again. Go to Luke 3, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You'll see the same thing with Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3. You'll see the same thing with King Saul, how he controlled them. He taxed the people. He stole the tax dollars. He hired his subordinates to do his biddings, and as long as they did his biddings, everything is good. And what was the king's biddings? To oppress the people that were working to give him taxes, and they kept oppressing and kept oppressing. Well, guess what happened here in June 15th of 1215? King John turned on his barons. And remember that the barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants like me and you, and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. That means however he wanted to. It's what you're seeing in America today. How they're ruling, right? That's what we're told. How they're judging arbitrarily. They're Europeanizing America. In other words, they're painting a picture that they are the law, they're above the law, and however they judge, according to themselves, arbitrarily, they do away with the Constitution, and then they erect themselves in the place of the Constitution, and they say, well, this is what I'm saying. And this is exactly how people talk about the president. This is exactly how they talk about the Supreme Court, that for some reason or another, we're supposed to believe that they're the end all when it comes to the law. Nonsense. Nonsense. They rule according to Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. Their purpose is found in Article 2, Section 3, that they're to faithfully execute the laws found within. They're not a law unto themselves. They are under the law. Americans have given them permission to act as if they are the law and to act as if they're above the law. No, they are not. That's the problem Americans are having today. That's how they're getting away with all of this unlawful change, as they're continuously pushing us away from who we are on a daily basis. Let me say it this way, Americans, and unbeknownst to these knuckleheads that are doing it, because government somehow or another is becoming a lucrative business, we're self-conflicting. We're self-destroying. We're destroying ourselves at this point. And them included. And you can rest assured, to the very jot and tittle, that's exactly how the Lord will see it at the end of all of what we're doing right now. He will judge what the American people fail to judge. Where you fail to bring justice, Americans, concerning corruption, the Lord will judge the people that allow it. Okay? But let me go back to this. Do you remember that the king was propped up by the people and the Pope? First and foremost, the Pope. And the archbishop who was convinced that the people and that the king was appointed by God only to secure their positions. So what happens is the Pope came in, going back to 1215 of June 15th. The Pope convinced the people that the king ordained that God ordained whoever the king was that they wanted to be the king. That's what they're doing today. It's called a feudal system. It's also known as feudalism. It's a type of social and political system in which the landholders provide land to the tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. It was all done as under the king, okay? And when we self-govern, we're going to understand how foreign this is to who we are in this country. The Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided that the tradition didn't bind him. He thought he was above the law, just like what you're seeing today. He could rule arbitrary, just like what you're seeing today. Whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. The barons didn't like that. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. And what we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individualism. I want you to listen to this because I'm going to make some strong points here in a moment. Some of the key rights identified in this document were no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Well, there is supposed to be no taxation without representation, but they're doing it anyways, right? So what we're doing is we're going back into Egypt. We're being enslaved as we speak. Another point, fines are to be according to the degree of the offense, the Eighth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. What are you seeing today? Eminent domain. See, because the people have failed to adhere to the word of God and obey him, now what they're doing is they're submitting to their rulers, said this guy. But again, I'm here to tell you, we don't have rulers. Okay? The eminent domain means the courts can come in and say, well, that's for the good of all of us. That's communism. I can even take you a step further, friends, concerning your property. You're not even supposed to be paying property tax when your house is paid for. There's something called a lodial tax. It means when your property is paid for, the said government in this country cannot come in and say, okay, it's paid for, but you're still going to rent that land from us, as if to suggest that it's inherently theirs. No, it is not. It's in your state constitution. Prove me wrong. Another one is, as witnesses are needed for indictments against individuals, Deuteronomy 17:6, no death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without the due process of law. Why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? I want to tell you why. Where did they get these ideas from? Well, back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Okay, here's what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, she said, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Why? Because our rights come from God, not man. That's an idea rooted in the Bible, which has dominated Anglo-American thought. I'm going to make a couple more points, and I'm going to revert back to what we're seeing here today. Because, folks, that system of feudalism is what's in play today. And it's unconstitutional. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah. You know, I just noticed a post, and I appreciate these guys. One of these posts said, if you're still fighting over left versus right, you really don't understand how you're being deceived. Well, read the end of Matthew 7. When you have your feet on the rock and the storms come, you don't move because you got your feet upon the rock. But when you have your feet upon the sand, by the way, you can make distinction between the right as the republic and the other one as the democracy at the end of Matthew. If you have your feet on the sand as a democracy and every president reminds you that we're a democracy when we're not, we're a constitutional republic. Well, if you believe we're a democracy, they can go ahead and change opinion all day long with the use of the media. They're changing your laws through public opinion that they're creating. It's not we the people that want anything changed. It's corruption in the halls of government that you think are the good guys because that's how they're being sold to you that are attacking you. Matter of fact, where did we all hear hate crimes or hate speech from? We heard that from those on the left that want to attack anybody that speaks out against their crimes, right? Well, guess what's out now, friends? Pam Bondi faces backlash for saying she will target Americans over hate speech. Guess what that hate speech entails, friends? You can say what we say you can say, and you can't say what we tell you not to say. Like, let's change scriptures out of the Bible that point the finger back to the synagogue of Satan, namely those that were responsible for saying, crucify him, we have no king but King Jesus. No, that's not what they said, but King Caesar. And it's exactly what we're seeing right now. They were the ones that wanted to remove certain scriptures. I'm talking about Trump and his alliance and submission to Mayakovsky, Netanyahu, in modern-day Israel. And everyone on his administration are showing their loyalty to them first, and they have dual citizenship. But they want to target anybody that, you know, dares speak out, and they'll deem it hate speech. They'll define hate speech as to whatever they feel like deeming hate speech as during that particular time. Go ahead, folks, you're already seeing it. You're already seeing it. I know that there's a lot of ignorant people that call themselves conservatives today that would claim to be the right that are being used, but what they don't realize is what they complain about on the left, again, is the straw man that they have created. That's your sin is finding you out. We're not supposed to go on the right or the left. We're supposed to go right down the straight and the narrow. And difficult is the way, Matthew 7:16. I was just highlighting the fact that I started the show off today with a kid highlighting what was going on at Charlie Kirk's memorial and how he started pointing to a corrupt administration and calling them, and Donald loved it. You know he loved it. He called them our rulers, and he told them to bring forth the sword in dealing with all those evil and wicked men. Do you not understand that this is going to be aimed at you? And then what I did is I went over to the Magna Carta, June 12th of 1215, and showed you, and am showing you, that the same system that they had set up is the one that's set up right now. It's the same one Saul had set up. It's the same one Nebuchadnezzar had set up. It's the same one that King Herod had set up and the Caesars of the day had set up. They're hierarchies. And who are they attacking in every given scenario? The Christians. The Israel of God. The real ones. Not the counterfeits. And I was just highlighting the fact that the Magna Carta goes back to the fact that it was established. You know why it was established? Because what happened, and I want you to catch this, the barons during that time that made a deal with the king that said, go ahead and give us the land, and what we'll do is we'll oversee the land, king, saith the barons. We'll have the peasants work the field, and then we'll pay you a certain portion to the king to establish his throne through tax. We'll keep you propped up if you give us those fields, and then we'll make the money off them, off the back of those that are actually laboring. That's exactly what's happening today. But the problem was, is the king turned on the barons. And the barons, what they did is decided to bring forth the Magna Carta because they wanted the rights that they had restored. In other words, what they did, listen to me, Americans, what they did is they returned back to the Lord that they should have never departed from in the first place. And what they did is fought to reclaim the system that the Lord put up, not that the king put up. That's what the Magna Carta is. Y'all understand that, right? That's what it was all about. And the Magna Carta, if people are obedient as unto the Lord, it's not even necessary. But see, we had disobedient barons that returned unto the Lord in repentance because they didn't want to lose what they had. Because the man, the arm of the flesh, ended up turning on them. It's exactly what's going on. Americans, this is why it's so important that you return to your God. Let me show you scripturally that when you look in 1 Samuel chapter 8, what does it say? The people said, now make us a king to judge us like all other nations. Americans, we don't have rulers. This is not a monarchical system of government. We do not have a king. The only king we have is King Jesus. And Samuel went back to the Lord and said to the Lord, the people want a king. That was a heathen custom. They wanted to be like everybody else, but the Lord didn't call them to be like everybody else, just like he didn't call America to be like anybody else. But what are the people doing? They slide away from the Lord, and then they begin to take on a man. This is the precipice of judgment. They leave off the God that they should have never left in the first place, that established what it was that they had. They give themselves over to corrupt man. The corrupt man removes God from their memory, makes himself out to be God. Then the king uses the people to do his political biddings like any other tyrant. Those people are spent in unconstitutional, unlawful wars. And then the people figure out that the king was the bad guy in the first place. And then what do? They revert back to the God that they should have never departed from wickedly in the first place. It's exactly what's going on. And when you look at 1 Samuel 7:8, not only did the Lord say, listen, that's a heathen custom. Samuel went to the Lord and said to him, hey, Lord, they're rejecting me. The Lord said to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. That's why they want a king. And then what the Lord did is said, I'll give you the king that you want. But I want to tell you, this is what he's going to do to you. And then there's a whole list in the Bible that's given to the people of the Lord during that particular time and telling them exactly what Saul the king was going to do to them, though he wasn't named yet. But this is what your king is going to do to you because you would not be ruled by me. Americans, every time we depart from the Lord, we get in trouble. And that's exactly where America's at right now. Donald Trump does not represent anything in Christendom, no more than what I see coming from them conservatives. They have a little Jesus and a whole lot of Herodian doctrines mixed in. And if you look at what they're pushing, it's all the same narrative. That is statism. And what they're doing is they're admixturing what the Lord told you not to mix. It's the blind leading the blind, and they're all going to end up in the ditch. But I'm telling you, they're setting the stage. And the American people have become so ignorant as not to see this for what it is, that they're going right along with it, right on cue. Oh, how easily sheep are led. And I'm not even calling them the sheep of the Lord because they're not the sheep of the Lord, because if they were, they would be standing up rebuking what's going on at every given turn, including Charlie Kirk, regardless if you like that or not. If there's one thing I know, that if I would have made a connection between me and him, which was just a matter of time, I know that the Lord would have told him to get out of the situation where he was at, and I would have told him, you have people all around you that are trying to ride your coattails because you have all this money given to you, driving all of your narratives through your platforms that are bought and paid for by modern-day Israel, which should have been your first clue that something's wrong, because there is strings attached to $140 million, especially when it comes to a kid that's 18 years old. Somebody should have been there and told him that there's strings attached to that $140 million. And folks, it's just incredible. And it's all coming through channeling of your tax dollars through modern day Israel to drive their pro-Israel narrative. And if anybody can't see that for what it is, I cannot help you. I just can't help you. Hey, folks, we get in trouble when we leave the Lord. The Lord says we're supposed to go back to the old past. It's time for us to repent as a people and get back to the old past now. And get in the Word and read the Constitution again, because when you do that, I work myself out of a job. I don't have to have time to cover this topic again and again concerning all the topics that are going on and issues that we deal with as a nation. Because once the people become educated, they're not going to be enslaved. But I want to say this to all of our radio affiliates. We love you by what we do. And I'm going to finish the show on sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to join us. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we're on social media platforms. We're going to continue on with our social media platforms even now. Folks, I can't. We're off the radio now, so you can still call if you want to. 281-845-4704. It's safe for you to call now. 281-845-4704. When people are duped or deceived, and the Bible warns us of this in Ephesians 4:14, they're cunning men. They're insidious. They're incrementally creeping about to destroy and to control. And they're treasonous. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. When people sit and look at America being deceived by a man like Donald Trump, you have to understand how much you are being laughed at. You have become a byword. You become a proverb. People are laughing at you all over the country, all over the world. And I'm talking about in this country where they're laughing at you. It's because most people have their eyes open as to what's going on. You have a small group of people driving the cameras to what it is that they want to highlight to deceive the masses. How many conspiracies need to take place in your lifetime before you figure out that you're being lied to? Which brings me to the next point. I hope I made that point clear. If not, call me. Ask me. I'll tell you. 281-845-4704. We're not on radio right now. We just signed off. I want to go to the next point. Do you see they're changing the narrative again? The FBI is? Everything about it is wrong. Everything. I'm going to show you, now that I have all my social media platforms online right now, I want to show you what they're trying to sell you. They're trying to say it was a 30-odd six. Well, military guys that have dissected what took place there, again, allegedly, is that it was either a 9 or it was a 38. Because as I said, again, as I said, that if that would have been a sniper shot to the neck, because they're trying to sell you that it wasn't an exit wound, right? If it was at all. If that would have been a 30-odd six, it would have blew his neck right off. I'm going to show that to you in just a moment. But I want you to know what they're doing right now. And this is what they do. This, everything about this is conspiratorial. Jeremiah 11:9. Everything about it's conspiratorial. If that was a legitimate assassination, it was not from the back. It was right to the right of him. Ask any military sniper expert. How many times did they change the narrative? How long did it take them to tell you that they found, and how many different culprits or patsies did they say that they had, only to belabor the people, to get them away from the televisions, because, you know what, fool you on it, let them do their job. That's what they're hoping for. And then they come about, and then they throw this patsy out. I want to say this for the record. I do national radio. There's not one person I've had a conversation with that believes the FBI's narrative. Nor do they believe that this kid is the one that did the assassination. Again, allegedly. Okay. I want you to watch this piece, and then I'm going to show you what it looks like between a AR bullet and that of a 30-odd six, just to show you the comparison. And then you put it up to what you allegedly seen. And I say allegedly because, hey, friends, there's still four cameras that TPUSA had up. High def. That has not been released. Doesn't anybody think that's odd? Yeah, I think it's really odd. It's really odd. All those people, and by the way, when the drones were flying over the top of the people, it's a setting where it looked like there was a lot more people there than there really was. They were like 4 feet apart in row, and they were at levels. So it made it look like there's a lot more people. I'm guessing there was probably 600 people there. Okay, that's probably about right. But what's interesting is everybody was filming. Everybody was filming. Where's the film? We're told that the FBI had their agents in there pulling everybody's phones. Again, not only are they unconstitutional, but who do they think they are? Do you see that they're, in a way, condescending the American people, saying to you and me that we can't handle the truth? Oh, yeah, we can handle the truth, and we know that you're not telling us the truth. And you have a long history of not telling us the truth. I can go online right now, just in case anybody thinks. The only difference between me and everybody else, for the most part, is I'm saying what everybody's saying without saying it. Because I'm tired of it. And I prove it every day. I can go online right now and show you easily that a majority of the people online, just to scroll, are not buying the narrative. The mainstream media, they're telling you the exact opposite. The said controlled operatives and the conservative media, all bought and paid for, making millions off of their sponsors, their golden calves, because the people haven't figured out that they're not there for them, but for their golden calves, sticking to the narrative that they're told to drive, just like Charlie Kirk. They're all pushing the same exact narrative, except people like me, except people like I'm going to show you, and except like a majority of the American people that have been deplatformed by YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and X, and the list goes on. You have to understand that it is so important for them to drive all of the narrative. That's why they're so busy blocking people and deplatforming people and censoring people, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment. They don't want to lose the narrative. They put too much time, money, and effort into it. And if anybody should see this, it should be the American people. Just as a reminder, Europe's awake. They're throwing off tyranny. Americans are asleep. They don't want to be disturbed. Leave them. They're fast asleep. Leave them. No, it's not our job to leave them fast asleep. It's our job to wake people up. And the people that claim to be awake are not the people that are awake. They're the ones, through their narrative, that are driving, again, that narrative to put people back to sleep. We got this. We trust Cash. He was friends with Charlie. We trust Donald. He was friends with Charlie. We trust Netanyahu. He was friends with Charlie. Again, if that isn't odd what I just said to you, I don't know what is. No, there's a lot more to Charlie Kirk and how deep he was in this than people even realize. And if it wasn't true, then why did this alleged assassination take place? They wanted their money's worth. They wanted to make sure that it was saw through. Let me show you this really quick.
As if the official narrative could not get any more clownish. Now they're saying that the bullet that killed Charlie Kirk was stopped by strong neck bones. First of all, there ain't no
see,
strong.
See, they're just insulting the American people and their intelligence. They're adding insult to injury. They're laughing at you with the narrative they try to sell you. And if that isn't convincing enough for you to understand that they are mocking you, friends, the only time this is going to quit is when the American people hold their feet to the fire. Because again, I want you to listen carefully to what this guy's saying. I'm going to rewind this.
As if the official narrative could not get any more clownish. Now they're saying that the bullet that killed Charlie Kirk was stopped by strong neck bones.
Seriously,
first
they did.
First of all, there ain't no strong neck bones. Nor did he get shot in the area of the neck where your bones are. And just for clarification, for those who don't know, we're talking about a .30-06 round. This is a round that is used to drop moose, elk, and every poor bastard that the U.S. Army pointed it at.
Sorry about his swearing.
It is legendary for punching clean through bone, steel helmets, and unarmored or lightly armored vehicles. And now they want you to believe that that same bullet did not pass through Charlie Kirk. The .30-06 has been putting holes the size of a pool ball in living things since 1906.
Holes into people the size of pool balls since the beginning of the 1900s. Is that what you've seen? No, that's not what you've seen.
If it suddenly decided to stop at Charlie's neck, then physics either took the day off or the story that we're being fed is about as real as Donald Trump's fake populist movement.
Exactly. Exactly. See? See, folks? I want to show you, and again, I want you to see this because a picture is worth a thousand words. How much a two-minute video? How much more? They're trying to tell you that it was a 30-odd six. That little tiny hole. Remember? Again, remember how I told you that they're insulting your intelligence? They are. But really what they're doing is they're high-handed. And the Word of God says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. I'm waiting for that fall to come and these people to be held accountable. And that's only going to happen by the American people. I'm going to go back over to a piece by a guy that I think he's got a lot of good things to say. At least this topic. I think this is like the third or fourth one I've seen recently from him. I've seen stuff from him before, and I like the content for the most part that I've seen. I haven't seen anything that, for the most part, that I disagree with. But I want you to see the size. I want you to check this out, okay? And it's going to show you the size
Charlie
of the bullet.
In the hospital, he said the bullet, quote, absolutely should have gone through, which is very, very normal for a high-powered, high-velocity round. I've seen wounds from this caliber many times, and they always just go through everything. And that's a true statement. This would have taken a moose or two down, an elk, etc. I've seen and spoken with hunters, and I've seen a lot of messages, because I've been doing a lot of research on this, where there will actually be two that... Okay.
This is what I want you to see, and then I'm going to play a video for you, okay? By the way, I'm online right now. I have a whole bunch of tabs pulled up, and the first video I just pulled up was Christians just listened to Stephen Miller give a Nazi speech. They can't play dumb anymore. So now what's happening, people, is people are beginning to see the history of all of this. For those that have been listening to the show, I'm just kind of curious, how many times have I equated what's going on in this country to what we've been told about Nazi Germany back in the 30s? How many times I heard people say, Bradley, why do you keep covering that? It's like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm literally being led to say this, Romans 8:14. And it's important that we listen to it because I know we're coming up to something, and now we're hearing over and over people equate what's going on in America to that of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich back in the 1930s and 40s. Again, the way that we've been taught. Look at this. Okay, so here's a 22 round. Okay. Here's a .30, .300, 7.62, 5.56, 223 AR, 7.62, and then we have 7.62 again, and then a 30-odd 6. See the 30-odd 6 right here? This is what they said went through Charlie's neck. And then they went on to say that right here, his neck stopped it when there's no bones to stop it. They're just hoping you're stupid enough to believe them because they want you to believe that they're telling you the truth now. Okay? And again, just like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not here to get you chasing your tail. I'm here to show you that you're being lied to. What course you take from that point on, that's up to you. But I'm here to lay the axe to the tree, the root of it. Because I don't like people being lied to no more than I like being lied to. The fact of the matter is we need more people out there that are willing to do what it is that they claim to be as a Christian in reproving darkness and the works of darkness. Okay, Ephesians 5:11. Now, I'm going to go fast forward, and I'm going to show you this, where they actually do a test with two different bullets. One's going to be a AR bullet, and then the next one that you're going to see is going to be a 30-odd 6. And then you tell me from what the FBI is telling you is true. Okay, you decide. I want you to check this out.
By ballistic high speed.
Check this.
And it demonstrates the difference between the damage that a .223 does, and the catastrophic damage a .30-06 does. By the way, for those who are not in the know, and I had to brush up on this as well, a .30-06 means the 30 part is a 30 caliber, it's a .30 diameter bullet, and the 06 is when the U.S. Army standardized this round, and that was in 1906. Let me show you the difference between a .223 and the damage inflicted.
Here's an AR
by a 30-06. I think this is done at 26,000 frames per second, and that right there is the 30-06 bullet in midair.
That's an AR.
That's wild.
Okay, that's
in high speed. It doesn't.
Hey, folks, that's an AR. I've done this before. I've shot at a watermelon with an AR-15. It's exactly what it does. It explodes it. The whole thing just explodes right in front of your face like that. It's because of the velocity, the speed of the bullet. It's incredible. But again, I want you to see this. This is a 223, not a 30-06.
Six bullet in
watch.
There.
That's a smaller That's bullet wild. Than what they said Charlie was shot with.
In high speed, it doesn't look totally different on the fragmentation, but once it's expanded, all the water is thinner droplets, the chunks are smaller.
The one on the right, the one on the right is the 30-06. They said Charlie's neck stopped the bullet. I'm not making it up. They are.
Converted a lot more energy into it. That blew apart a lot more, like naked eye wise.
And here's what the 30-06 round does when it encounters body.
Watch this.
We've got the 30-06. I unfortunately don't get a good reticle. I'm stuck with what Carlos Hatchcock had back in Nam. We're going to do this out of this Winchester Model 70. I noticed a lot more of that ceramic material makes it
out. I want to make clear, too. I want to make clear that Charlie did not have armor on. Okay, so I don't know why this is tested, probably just to kill questions concerning those that believe he had it on. He didn't have any armor on, okay?
That hurt a little bit, but you're fine. Maybe a cracked rib or two?
Yeah. Probably not breathing for a few seconds.
You're alive.
This is a very good representation of 223 versus 30-06 AP.
Yep. And here's what the 30-06 round looks like going through a ballistics dummy.
That 2x4 is crazy.
So that's what would have happened.
Almost the entire bullet.
Concerning
there.
Oh, his cadaver, steel his steel carcass.
That's copper? Oh, I bet it is. Yeah. Good eye.
Okay. Is that what you've seen? No. No. That's not what you've seen. And I want to tell you why it's not what you've seen. And I also want to tell you this, friends. The military experts believe that it was a 9 or a 38. See, they always want to come up with these lone wolves, and they want to close the case in the face of the American people. But what I've been paying attention to is the fact that they've come out with it little by little, just leading the people on as a distraction. And again, I want you to take what just took place, and I want you to put that in contrast to September 11th, how they had a closed case the day after September 11th. But according to Wesley Clark, a general during that particular time, after September 11th, nobody knew who to attack. Wait, I thought you told us it was these people. And then since September 11th, how many times has the narrative changed? How many eyewitnesses have come out now? It's literally taken 23 years for videos to make circulation now concerning the truth of the matter of September 11th. But for those that didn't know, right after September 11th, the week after September 11th, did you know that half the people in New York were out protesting the government because they believed the government was responsible for the two buildings falling? Then what was the next move? Just to show you how this works, what was the first thing George Bush did? Little devil Bush. What did he do? He started to divert people from those Muslims, they said, right, to that of Saddam in Iraq. And the only reason, said General Wesley Clark, that we ever went to Iraq was because of their natural resources. Guess who made $35 billion off of stealing oil in Iraq? The Vice President of the United States of America. Only to find out that how many people died? A million innocent Iraqis died, people that never did anything to us. How many of our boys went over there to fight on the behalf of America when it was only there to basically steal away their oil? That's a fact. How many times did George Bush say after Halliburton, Dick Cheney made all of that money stealing their oil? And Wesley said that, as a matter of fact, if they didn't have natural resources, we wouldn't be there in the first place. What did Iraq have to do with September 11th? Absolutely nothing. But the people said, no, go for it. We got to take it out on somebody. What did George Bush say after it was all over with, after they made all their money and they stole all their oil? What'd they do? Oh, we made a mistake. Sorry about that. And what do the American people do? They act like they're not responsible for what they allow their politicians to do. That's scary. That's scary stuff. Because we're going to reap what we sow, regardless if we like it or not. Okay? I'm going to make one more point. And this is why I think I need 3 hours on radio every day. I mean, I get loaded up on this kind of stuff. Again, because I see it for what it is, like so many others. And yet we combat the media that is, they're set up, all the networks are set up on propagandizing the American people. And you know what's the great wonder is how many people, again, I've said it almost every show, 86% of the people don't believe it. But you see what they believe, because it's what they keep going back to. They believe the media they say they don't believe in. Romans 1:18, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. But this is what I want you to see. My third point, okay? I'm sure I made more than that concerning points today. Outside of all of the weirdness, and again, we could go down all of the weird stuff around Erica Kirk herself. People are saying, and I just seen another post today, how disingenuous these speeches have been. I'm not saying it. Is that my take? That's my feeling. I'm trying to figure out where there's this genuine brokenness going on. People are saying it's scripted. It looks scripted. People are saying it looks like it's acted out. It looks acted out. You know, one of the things that I thought about is, where's the parents of Charlie Kirk? We know that they work for Donald Trump, if you didn't know that. Where are the parents? We're the people that are trying to get the truth to the American people as to what's going on here. I mean, why do I say that? Because we've seen her rings, as I highlighted. A big Mason ring and a big all-seeing eye. And then we heard her friend, her board member, Candace Owens, who's not been deplatformed. Be careful with her. She loves attention, man. By the way, Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro also took a lot of money from the Rothschilds, modern-day Israel, as well. They all came out of the gate together. Do you remember this? All friends of the president, all at congressional hearings, all this privileged VIP when it comes to the governments and the FBI. Folks, come on. We're not that stupid. There's a lot more going on here, right? But going back and making the point, with Erica Kirk, I mean, and then seeing her cross, her necklace, her Malta cross, in the weird video she's making. Yeah. And the point that I was making with Candace Owens, friends, is she's a board member at TPUSA. Did you hear just 4 days ago? The video just, it's not hard to find. Type it in. Candace Owens. She said, I'm not the only TPUSA Mason over there. These, again, I just got to laugh when I look at scripture. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. What does the Lord says? The Bible says the Lord shall laugh. He shall have them in derision. He shall break them like a potter's vessel. Hey, friends, here's an encouraging word for some of you. The righteous are going nowhere. Because the seed of the righteous is forever. This is a war against our Father, and it ain't going to take. And I said, ain't. It is not going to take. How many times have we seen wicked men war against the God of heaven, only to find out at the end of it, they should have known better the whole time? Here, I want you to see this. This was her message at this memorial. Erica Kirk just forgave the man that assassinated her husband, Charlie Kirk. Isn't that odd? You ever heard that saying, soft judges produce hardened criminals? Yeah, me too. Do you know that if someone just murdered one of my family members, I would want absolute justice upon the head of the individual that took the life of one of my family members? Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. His laws will be written in our hearts and in our minds. You got to ask something concerning this modern day gospel that has brought us to the position that America we are in today, because you tolerate what's coming from the pulpits. What's happening in this country, I've said it before and I'll say it again, culture is the church's report card. What you see today is the fruit of what you tolerate coming from the pulpits. You have a problem with government because you have first a problem with the church. They're not the Lord's. The Lord said, thou shalt not take his name in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name. The Bible says in 7:10 of Deuteronomy that he will not be slack to repay them to their face that hate him, to those that disobey him. That's exactly what's going on. They're pushing this narrative of church and state, which is statism, driving all attention, distracting all of the narrative over to the sitting administration, as if to suggest that he is our king. He is our ruler. No, he's not. No, he's not. The point I want to make here is this. Erica just said, forgive the man that just assassinated her husband. Whoa, that was pretty quick. Maybe that explains why people feel like this is really odd that she's not more broken. I'm just telling you what people are saying online. I'm not going after her. I'm telling you the truth. Hey, can somebody tell me? Phone lines are open, 281-845-4704. Can somebody tell me what that means? Because what I see in America today is this. Listen carefully. I see young kids so encouraged because they're taught by Hollywood and television to go ahead and kill and murder anybody that they want. Matter of fact, they look up to it. Look at their manifestos that they read out. But doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that these kids are so emboldened to commit the crime? You know why they're emboldened to commit the crime, people? Because they're not afraid of the consequences. Do you hear me? They're not afraid of the consequences. You know why? Because people have submitted to corruption in government, who have created soft judges to produce hardened criminals. People are submitting to the state rather than to the Lord. They're listening to the state, who makes $64 billion off of those that murder and those that are incarcerated. And Americans, you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Shame on you. Why? Because you do it man's way. You've left off the commandments of the Lord, Mark 7. You make void the laws of God. Hey, you know what? I'm not telling anybody to remit or to retain the sins of those that commit the crime. Forgive, but don't forget. There's consequences to the crime. You can forgive, but you don't forget. What is the message here? Oh, I just want to let him know I forgive him. Boy, no. You know, it tells us in Proverbs 28 that when they forsake the law of God, they praise the wicked. And then it tells us right after that in Proverbs 28, 4 and 5, it says that evil men understand not judgment. You got to listen to this. What does the Bible say concerning those that murder? Hey, friends, what does the Bible say concerning those that murder? It tells us in Numbers 35:33, it says, you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land becomes cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but the blood of him that shed it. How is God's wrath appeased? When you take the one that did the crime, premeditated murder, you are to hold him accountable to what it is that he's done. Do you guys remember when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated? Do you remember they took all the conspirators, we've been told? And they hung them all publicly. Did you know that they used to do that in this country? You know why they used to hang murderers in this country? To teach men to fear the Lord and show mercy to the innocent and protecting the innocent from them that are guilty of committing the crime. Do we do that today? Oh, no. Just don't worry about it. We forgive you. What do they do? They encourage them to go out and do it again. I was just telling you, friends, young people, you know what they do is they end up in jail. They end up in court for murdering somebody or murdering a family. The siblings of that family are in the courtroom as well. You know what those young people are doing now? I've got videos of it. They look at the family members that are still alive, and they'll look at them, they'll give them the finger, they'll laugh at them, and they'll say, if I could do it again, I would. What does the said judge do? Oh, you know what? You're going to get, I'm giving you 14 consecutive sentences. You're never going to get out of jail. Is that what the Lord said? Nope. We've left off his statutes and we said, we'll take it the way man will give it. They're not afraid of the consequences. Why? Because there is no consequences. And I want to say this too. Adding insult to our intelligence, again, is to sit there and listen to a judge say that, you know what, I don't care if he said you have 300 consecutive life sentences, the man only lives one life. And that's not the message we're supposed to send. We're supposed to send to society that we will not tolerate those that murder other people. And when there's zero tolerance according to God's statutes and doing it the way that we used to in this country, some states are still doing it, that's what's going to deter the crime and not till then. Well, I can just hear some people say, well, Bradley, aren't we supposed to love our enemies? Oh, yeah. But it doesn't mean we overlook justice the way that you've been taught. Yeah, we're supposed to love our enemies, but according to the Word of God. And it also tells us that you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good in Psalm 97. That is sincere Christianity. You know, the only time people really understand, because it's a law unto themselves, as to what I'm saying right now, is when it's somebody in their family. That's a sad day. Why? Because for the most part, people don't care about other people. And if they do, it's half-hearted, like what we're seeing here. Here, listen. You don't show, listen to me carefully, friends. You don't, the Bible doesn't teach us to show mercy to people that are not repentant. Here, what does it say in Luke 17? It says right here, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, then forgive him. Isn't it odd, friends, that Erica said right off the bat, they that killed my husband, to now him that killed my husband? Isn't it interesting how she's driving the narrative? Isn't it interesting she's not questioning, she's just going along? She's buddies with everybody there that's selling the narrative to us? And what's worse is that she says she forgives the man that murdered her husband. That's not what the Bible says. You don't offer mercy to unrepentant people. Why? Because the Lord doesn't do it. In verse 4, 17, 3 and 4, Luke, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and in seven times in a day he turn again to thee, saying, I repent, then you shall forgive him. What? No wonder. And people say they're saved? The people that say they're saved, that hold to just forgive them without any consequence? You're not saved. Why? Because you've never repented. The fruits of repentance is this. When your obedience is fulfilled, you're supposed to take vengeance on all disobedience. My goodness. I'm not telling you to be unforgiving. No, that's not what I'm saying. You're missing my point if that's what you think I'm saying. But that's not what the Bible tells us. Deuteronomy 19:19, what does it say? You're supposed to do unto others as to what they meant to do to you in justice, in judgment. Scripture's clear when it says thou shalt not murder, and if you murder over and over, a plethora of times throughout Scripture, that you are to take that murder and you are to deliver him to God. You're to do to him what he intended to do to you. But what happens when you forgive before someone's unrepentant? They go in the courtroom, they laugh, they give the finger to the family members, they say they do it all over again. I played that video at the beginning of the radio show today. Where are you supposed? You're supposed to just forgive unrepentant criminals? Hey, do you know that we have a 74% recidivism rate in this country? That means when they get out of jail, because soft judges produce hardened criminals, you know what happens when they get out of jail? They do it again. And the crimes become more heinous than the previous crime. I mean, a lot of these crimes that you're seeing, like, for example, that one that allegedly took place in North Carolina on that train, That guy had 14 counts against himself. That's the system of government you're submitting to in disobedience to the Lord. This is why you're seeing vigilante justice rise. People want justice, the justice that the Lord demands, and the courts aren't delivering. Hence, what's happening? They're losing credibility. They're losing credibility. Here, let me go on to another point. Some will say, Bradley, you know, we're supposed to forgive. And remember when Jesus was on the cross, and what did Jesus say? This is important. Jesus said on the cross, forgive them for they know not what they do. Who is he talking to? Because we know 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, according to the Fox's Book of Martyrs, and according to Josephus, who are eyewitness accounts, are eyewitnesses to these accounts, Israel, or Jerusalem, these people that crucified Christ were judged. 1,100 of them, according to Old English, that's how I'm saying it, according to the book, were crucified to the wall. And if you look at Luke 13:34, you can see the Lord already laying the foundation saying, this is what's going to happen to you because you've rejected me. And remember, in their madness, they said, your blood be upon us and our children. Well, guess what? That came. Where are people getting off that Jesus said, no, forgive all of them? That's not what he was doing. He was talking to who? Because when it comes to those that were responsible for crucifying Christ, they knew exactly who they were. And so did Jesus. They knew exactly what they were doing. Here, let me give you an example. The Pharisees in the book of John chapter 11, it talks about how they kept trying to set up Jesus, and they tried to get the people to deliver him up because they wanted to kill him. They wanted to murder him, and they wanted to murder him because they were envious of him. They were jealous of him. And they said that the world has gone after them. They were losing their political structure in their synagogues, and they didn't want to lose that. They loved the wield and control over the people. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matter of fact, it says in John 11, it says that in that particular portion of Scripture, what it tells us is it tells us the Pharisees saying, after Lazarus was blown out of the grave, that we're going to lose our place in our nation if we don't get rid of that guy. Are you telling me that Jesus was talking to them and saying, forgive them for they know not what they do? Then if that's the case, why were they judged? What about Pontius Pilate? They call him Pontius Pilate. That's proper. It's Pontius Pilate. Some will say, well, you know, Pontius Pilate, he didn't really have nothing to do with it. Oh, yes, he was just as guilty as the rest of them. He was just a modern-day politician that was going, went ahead and condemned an innocent man who he knew was innocent. As a matter of fact, his wife even came and said to him, have nothing to do with that holy man of God. But he did it anyways. And the Bible said that he feared. But when he got in front of the people, he had a people please. He pleased the people, regardless if it was right or not. He came out how many times, people? And said, I find no fault in this man. But the Pharisees and the Herodians kept crying out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Are you telling me that Pontius didn't know what he was doing? Remember when he came out and washed his hands in the water like he was innocent of this blood, the blood of Christ? Like that was going to appease God's wrath? No, he was the one that gave the order. Did you know that after the crucifixion and passion of Christ, did you know, and this is history people don't know, but did you know that Pontius Pilate, did you know that he was sent into exile and committed suicide in Italy? See, I see people don't understand. I do a whole show on this. When you lay your hands on the Lord's anointed, you can rest assured. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. So when we talk about when Jesus, because these people cherry pick scripture, they take it out of context and they make it to mean what they know in their unknowledgeable of scriptural heads. They don't take the time to search the scriptures to know the heart and the character of the Lord. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, Bradley, where's the love? Where's the love? I'll tell you where the love is. The love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. That love is a holy love. Christ is the standard. My sin in fallen man is not. And when you have a Holy Ghost love in your heart, you understand that love worketh no ill. Don't suggest to me that love does not bring forth justice. Because that's a lack of love. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. That is not love, that is hate. That's all you have to do is go back 100 years, friends, in this country and understand what our forefathers established and why it is that they understood righteousness and peace within the walls of this country. You're listening to a bunch of anarchists advocate for what God condemns. They're not restraining men from sin. They're advocating for sin. Just the opposite. Here, the Bible tells us in Romans 13, it says, love worketh no ill. Okay? And when you look at Romans 13, I know all of you people out there saying, Bradley, you know, the law is the thing of the past and it's the Old Testament. No, I know that you're that ignorant. I know. Read your Bible. No, it's a fulfilling of, not a doing away with. There's no obligation. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. What are you talking about? Read Mark 10:17. Go to John 8. Go to Romans 15:8. And you're going to see over and love worketh no lawlessness. The love chapter. I know what you think you know, but you don't. And then when you look at Romans 13, isn't it interesting that it tells us in verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another fulfilleth the law. And then he said, for this thou shalt not commit adultery, that's the seventh commandment, thou shalt not kill, that's the sixth, thou shalt not steal, that's the eighth, thou shalt not bear witness, false witness, that's nine, thou shalt not covet, that's ten. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the same, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Why? Because love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. When you give criminals the pass and you overlook their crimes, you're under judgment. Read Jeremiah 5:28. When you can get on television after your husband's assassinated and say, I forgive him, to an unrepentant man, there's a lot more going on here, friends, than meets the eye. And it's a false message, and it's not the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's almost to suggest that you live in your sinful lifestyles your whole life, but don't worry about judgment day because you're not going to be judged. No, the Bible tells us just the opposite. You're all going to the judgment seat of Christ, every single one of us. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. We got Dan calling from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
First thing, I'm sorry for calling so late in the show.
It's okay.
It was great to see you and your family last weekend.
Amen.
I watched part of this Charlie Kirk circus the other day.
Yep.
It was disingenuous,
yep.
Heresy, idolatry, fake Christianity on display, just political theater, that's all.
Yep.
I heard one speaker call him a Christian martyr. I don't believe that.
Yep.
I heard another speaker call him a prophet. No way.
Yeah.
In H-E double hockey sticks do I believe that.
Yep. No, this is coming from their lack of understanding what the Bible says. That's what you're hearing here. But I agree with everything you've said thus far. Totally, Dan.
Okay, my last. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay, but my last comment is on your point about crime and punishment. We are where we are today because we have lost the Lord's precepts on his instructions and how you treat people. A man willfully takes his life, you go to the judge, his life is taken. If it's accidental, there are different rules. There are other punishments for different crimes. You might get expelled from the community. But you deal with harsh crime partially. You want to be forgiving? Hold the man's hand as he goes to the hangman's noose.
Exactly.
And pray for him.
Exactly, because you are leading him right to the judge that demanded us to bring him to himself for the crime that he committed. You are exactly right. Exactly right. And
that's all I have.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. Hey, and good seeing you as well as your beautiful wife. And I totally appreciate men such as yourself because, you know, I just see when I look at you, Dan, I'm serious when I say this. I'm so glad that there's other men out there doing what they're doing because I find hope not in the arm of the flesh, but I hope in others concerning those that have found their hope in Christ and that they're doing all that they can do. And you happen to be one of those guys. So thank you for taking the time and coming out and seeing us. We love you from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I can go on for another hour here for the sake of time. Please share. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and I will see you in 22. See ya.